As we gather as a faith-filled people and community on this feast of the Epiphany of the Lord, the manifestation of the Christ child to all nations and peoples, represented by the three kings, the Magi, this feast is not necessarily about the Magi coming and visiting the Christ child. Not totally. It's not about the gifts that they brought him of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to honor him as priest, prophet, and king. But it is a feast about transformation. And if it is about a feast of transformation, because if we listen closely to the story, they come, they visit the Christ child, open up their treasure, offer him those gifts. And after their encounter with the Christ child, they go back to their own countries by a different way. They were so transformed by their encounter with the Christ child, deeply transformed in mind, body, and spirit, that they did not go back to Herod, because as we know that story, Herod did not want to just go and do him homage. Yeah, right. Because why? This Christ child, Herod felt as if this Christ child would have more power than he. And who in their right mind would want to have more power than the king? And so the feast is one of transformation. And if we look and read and meditate and reflect on that story, what about us as people of faith? Are we transformed by our encounter with Christ? With Jesus himself. And I'm not just talking in his word and the Eucharist that we celebrate around table. But are we transformed by our encounter with Christ in one another? Christ in you and Christ in me. Because to be transformed by his word leads us to be transformed by the Eucharist we celebrate around this table together as community. And after we have celebrated and received Christ in this Eucharist that you and I have celebrated, Christ is in you, Christ is in me. And when I encounter Christ in one another, in this community, I should be transformed. You should be transformed into the very body and blood of Christ. Do we do it perfectly? No. That's not for here. It's for somewhere else. The perfection. But we indeed can be transformed by our encounter with this babe of Bethlehem. Born in a crib, a stable, a cave, I don't care where. But to be born again in us. That we might transform others into light. That we might transform. That we might be that star that guides one another home. The feast of the Epiphany.